This is 89.1 WEMU and happy National Public Radio Music Day. I'm David Fair, and as we continue to mark Jazz Appreciation Month, we're also taking note of the importance of public radio music by asking you to participate by making a donation during our one-day pop-up fundraiser. That day is today. You can donate online at WEMU.org, and throughout the day you're going to hear conversations with a good number of people impacted by and often participants in public radio music on WEMU. That includes the guy on the other end of my phone line. You know Mark Braun better as Mr. B, the world-renowned boogie-woogie jazz and blues piano man. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
You're welcome, David. I'm happy to be here with you.
Do you recall making your first real connection to music through the radio?
Do you mean specifically with WEMU, or do you mean in my life?
In your life, and we can move on from there to WEMU.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I'm 64 years old now, so when I was a kid, there was a lot less radio in some senses than there are now. And so I was listening to what was easily and ready available when I grew up in Flint, and including AM stations, local AM stations, and local regional FM stations like, you know, WRIF and WABX, and those.
You rocker, those, you.
Yeah, I was for sure, and I loved it. I always used it. It was almost always in my car. That's when I would listen to the radio. I wasn't really prone to putting the radio on when I was at home or doing anything else, but when I was working or moving around, I always had the radio on, and always, I wasn't a news junkie. I'm sorry to have to tell you, David. You probably figured that out long ago. And so it was for purposes of listening to recorded music, you know, and so it's always been an invaluable part of my life. And then,
you know what, now commercial stations, there used to be a good number of them, but they shy away from jazz and blues, which is fine. But it lets us public radio stations fill a void and do so in a way that commercial entities simply can't. And now we can go. Do you remember when you first discovered WEMU on the dial?
Oh, man. You know, I'm not sure I really do remember exactly when, but it was a long, long time ago. I think when Jim Dulzo was at the radio
program director, right?
Yeah, quite a long time ago. And, you know, with Ann Arbor's long storied connection to blues and jazz consumption by the public here, you know, going back to the world-beating Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festivals, and in our whole region, the marvelous festivals that have been put on every year down in Hart Plaza for the Jazz Fest. There's the public here knows what they want, but as you just said, there are very, very few places where you can get it in high quality manner consistently and continually. And I do have... I've leaned on WEMU whenever that day was, David, however far long ago it was, a heck of a long time ago. I've been with the station forever, and it's just been invaluable to me in so many ways. You know, I could just so many ways.
Because of your artistry, you've long been a part of the WEMU playlist, and because we are live and local, our amazing hosts have made it a priority to support the musicians and the music venues in our area to create community connection. Through the years, you've created relationships at and through WEMU. So what did those relationships mean to you?
Oh, they're invaluable. You know, I've produced for over 20 years now. This would have been our 24th and will be, if we could talk about a very briefly, 24th year that I've produced my Blues and Boogie Piano Celebration, which I'll sneak in quickly. We're doing virtually this year, the 24th of April from the ARC at 7:30 in the evening. But to be able to produce that concert series where I've brought over 40 to 50 pianists from all around the world, all throughout the United States, world-renowned, premier pianists, and to be able to bring them to this community and present them without WEMU would have been impossible. It's just that simple. To have that partnership, that kind of public voice, that oracle, you know, to spread the word to the audience that you've developed so beautifully over the years and that I hope you can still count on, David.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're celebrating National Public Radio Music Day with a one-day fundraiser. We are seeking your investment in the jazz at WEMU with a donation at WEMU.org. That allows us to manufacture and maintain and sustain those relationships in our music community. Right now, we're talking with the one and only Mr. B. Certainly don't have to tell you, the pandemic has hit musicians and musical venues particularly hard. You have found ways to continue engaging your audience through Facebook Live and by performing on some area stages, albeit to mostly empty house. How much do you crave the personal interaction with an in-person audience again?
Oh, man, I can't put words to it. You know, it's I've struggled with this. I've done over 140 live streams. So I've really, you know, been at it. And every so often, I feel really great about it. It's a method of playing for people, but that's not it for us. We need to see those smiles and hear those, you know, joyful sounds and to share, you know, in the experience. It's a two-way street, and when you're just doing these live streams, you're doing your job as well as you can, but you're not receiving and reacting to what an audience can give you. And so that's, you know, I can put it into words. We're all itching, you know. It's been just incredibly hard on the music community because a lot of musicians in this area are really highly accomplished musicians that are so accomplished, in fact, that playing music is their sole source of their livelihood. You know, there are others that have teaching backgrounds or maybe have a spouse or a partner that can help them through it, or a family or whatever. But there are a lot of musicians that just solely make their livelihood from performing music, and they've done it for decades, and it's been completely erased from their lives. And I honestly don't know how some of those folks are getting by. It hurts to think about it.
Well, you mentioned the piano celebration will be virtual again this year, and so you're still kind of in that holding pattern. But mm-hmm. Are you looking forward enough that maybe you're making some plans for the second half of the year to get out in the public again?
Well, I am. I have a standing offer for people to reach out to Great Lakes Performing Artist Associates, who represents me in all my former concert life. I can be contacted and arranged to have my piano bike come and pay a private and personal visit to your driveway or to your backyard or to a park of your choosing or a location of your choosing. That's about what I have, because there are no concert presenters or very, 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 very few serious concert presenters around the country that are creating schedules that we can apply to and plan on. So, you know, no, it's very difficult to make plans. There is no real end in sight for us yet, honestly. And so that's it for me, is to get that piano bike out when I feel safe about it, when I can. And right now it's a little dicey right now with...
Another surge.
I just, you know... While I feel I could keep myself safe, I'm not sure I feel it's the responsible thing to go out and, you know, kind of create a spectacle, so to speak, that draws people together. I'm, I really mixed feelings about it. You know, I'm just itching to do it, but I'm not sure it's safe. It's safe for most people now that the vaccine rollout is, you know, underway, but it's not safe for everybody. And so I really mixed feelings about that, David, but, yeah.
As you reflect on this year plus of life in a pandemic, what has this year taught you?
Oh, man. Wow. Long pause. I think my partner Wendy might laugh if she heard me say this, but I think patience. I've tried to develop a better sense of patience. I know I've developed a greater appreciation of the feeling it gives me to make music, even for myself. And I think that's a common thread. I think a lot of us have found reasons for thankfulness or gratitude or even just acceptance. Boy, you've asked a tough question. There's probably a lot more to it than I realized. I guess also I would just say that, you know, I'm a person that's always had a lot of disparate ambitions. And I don't want to tamp any of them down. I want them all to grow. It just seems more important than ever to create bright moments for yourself if you can, because the future is certainly limited. You know, we've all learned that.
Well, Mr. B, when you do return to live and in-person performance, we at WEMU look forward to working with you to further strengthen our relationship and with our music venues and the rest of the creative music community that makes this such a great place to live. I like to say, we'll see you on the radio, and Mark, we can't wait.
I can't either, David. Thank you for all the many years of not just support, but of inspiration, you know, of myself just as another listener, as a person that's learned who's playing the drums on that track, who wrote that tune, when was that tune recorded, who are these people, who do I need to hear more of. So your abilities, your local disc jockeys, that the sense that they've shown of being curators is just off the charts. There's no other place like it.
They are the absolute best, aren't they?
They are the best. And so my thanks to you, and I hope that everybody who we know is listening will reflect some sense of appreciation today on this really important day where we recognize one of the most important roles, in my view, of your station or many public radio stations, which is to spread music to people and spread joy through music. So thank you. Thank you. Keep it up.
Well, Mark, thank you for the time today and for all of the music and support throughout the years. That is Mr. B, Mark Braun, joining us during our one-day fundraiser in celebration of National Public Radio Music Day. You can invest in the future of 89.1 Jazz and our ability to support local musicians and venues with a donation at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.